What's going on, guys? This is another evening with the 66 Hoes. This is your Eskimo bro, Slick Pickle.
I can't take you seriously. Oh my god. Big Matty here. As always, we're skipping class and eating ass.
You're stupid. You know, do you eat ass? If I eat ass and we're Eskimo bros, are we like tonguing each other at that point? Which is on a different measure?
I think the answer is yes.
Okay, there we are.
So, anything interesting going on over the past few days for you? We got something interesting going on right now.
Well, the past few days haven't really been that interesting. You know, just been, you know, hanging out, sleeping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now we have a dog. We don't know whose dog. Just roaming around, no collar, in the Pickle's backyard. Kind of chilling, sniffing around. Pickle fed him some chicken. Keeps giving him water.
I'm not going to let that dog loose. Love him.
Pickle has dubbed him as PJ Pickle Jr. Looks like he's coming back this way. He's
venturing my way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is he coming?
Never mind.
Nope,
he's going by
away.
The window.
There
yep.
he is. Look at that flaccid penis.
Why? Why?
That was a vagina at first. It was really flappy. I was like, oh, wait,
I looked
wait,
down
wait.
And I was like, bro, there's a dick down there. He's like, is there really? He's like, it's so small. I was like, yes, it's a dick. It's a boy. He's petting it. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl?
Well, that's definitely like, a dog. He hiked his leg out to pee on that plant and everything.
I was like, dude.
Definitely a boy.
He definitely has a penis.
That is a penis.
Although it wasn't easy to tell at first because obviously he's somebody's pet because his
lost his balls.
Yeah, they have been
he's
locked
obviously
off.
Not in a relationship.
Yeah. Wait, if he was in a relationship, wouldn't that mean that he wouldn't have his balls?
I feel like in the doggy dog world, dogs are dominant.
Dogs are dominant in the dog eat dog world.
Over bitches.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a technical term. We can't be sued for that. We can't catch backlash for that. A female dog can be referred to as a bitch, so you guys are just kind of have to eat a dick on that one, okay?
Eat a big old dog dick, unless your name's PJ.
Then you have a tiny dog dick. Oh, man, I didn't have... I guess I had a little bit going on.
Yeah?
Past few days, helped my girl move into her new apartment. It's a nice little place, nice and cozy.
Yeah.
I started binge-watching season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. It's phenomenal.
You gotta catch up on Lucifer, my man.
I can't because I got too much other shit going on, okay? I started 13 Reasons Why. I'm on episode 8. I only have, there's 13 episodes, so I got 5 more episodes. I believe there's 13 episodes in each
13
season.
13 episodes and 13 Reasons Why, huh?
Well, there was 13 in the first season, so I'm assuming there's 13 in the second season, but I don't actually know. Went and saw Deadpool 2 last night.
How was that?
That kicked fucking ass.
You know me, I don't go to movie theaters unless it's like something I'm dying to see.
I thought you were dying to see this one.
And then I found it online.
Oh my god. We're gonna go see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom in the theater though.
Yeah, we're gonna go with my mom. It's for her birthday present. She wants to go see that for her birthday. Like,
okay.
Right now.
We gotta take her somewhere special, though. Can't do it here in town.
Do the Lee Summit one.
With the grand screen.
Yeah.
That's what I saw
Deadpool. What's it not? Not AMC. It's
B&B.
B&B, yeah.
Actually, both theaters in Lee Summit now are B&B.
Are they?
The one at Longview and then the one on Douglas. Or
when did they change the other one?
The one on Douglas?
I don't know.
That's
didn't
one
of them used to be AMC?
No, it used to be... I don't know who owned them, really. It used to just be called, like, East Glen. And it was, like, total shit. B&B bought it out. Recliner seats, reserve seating, full bar. You can ask to be served and stuff like that. It's fucking bad.
Sounds expensive.
Ass. For the grand screen, for 2 tickets, it was, like, $28 or $29. So it's a little more expensive. It's only, like, $5 or $6 more expensive.
Does that include food or something? Or?
No. The $29 is just for the tickets because the grand screen is massive. It's the little intro says it's 6 stories wide and 4 stories tall, and I believe it because it's fucking huge, okay?
Fair enough.
It was cool to see Deadpool on it. I'm going to just, like, you know, make an assumption that seeing a bunch of dinosaurs on it would be awesome. Maybe scary as shit. Don't care.
Nah, it'd be fine.
How do you like movies about dinosaurs, but you hate, like, living reptiles like today? Because you are petrified of snakes.
Yeah, I hate snakes. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, snakes, I don't even consider snakes reptile.
They are reptiles.
Nope, they're the devil.
When people think reptiles, the first thing they think is snakes.
I think of alligators.
You're full of shit.
And turtles.
You are full of shit. Went to a graduation party earlier. Last one that I'm going to this year.
Fair enough. Are you going to get a graduation tomorrow?
I don't know. Because my girl is doing the girls' grad party we went to today. You know who it is. You don't care for her, so you didn't go. Mm. Your family was there. We sat together. Okay, so, like, your mom, your stepdad, your sister, and everybody walking through the line, right? For the taco bar.
There's a taco bar there?
Yeah.
Man, I should have went.
You missed out, my man. It was good as shit.
You know what I did instead of going to that? Took a shower.
Oh, I was going to say jack off, but...
Later. PJ's over there. Look at him over there just fucking up someone else's yard. He's taking a dump.
But they were walking through the line, the taco line. Your nephew was just walking around with like a cup of punch and some cake. He was just like walking around aimlessly. And I was like, hey, you want to sit next to me and her while your mom's going through the line?
That must have been an invitation for the whole family to sit with you, huh?
Yep. Your sister started walking around. And I pointed and I was like, yeah, your fucking son's right here, dog. You're just walking around with some fucking cake.
Hey, there you are.
Sat right here, and everybody else came and sat with us. So. Although Nandan the Bandon wasn't there, he's still gone. He's
still in Colorado with his sperm donor.
Your nephew was talking about how he could swing a bat pretty well, and I was like, "Are you better at baseball than old Nandan?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I think everybody is." Oh shit! I love giving that kid shit. It's so funny. Nothing else new going on, huh?
No, not really, no.
No? Here,
The old lady is coming into town. Uh-oh! About a month.
The feisty enchilada coming back to town.
She is. We already have a date planned out. She's gonna probably gonna fly in on the 22nd of June.
Well, now everybody knows.
Hey, they don't know where we live. We're gonna
feel like they could figure it out.
If
you're really smart, you could figure it out.
If you wanna meet us, we're gonna stay in a hotel one night. We're either gonna stay at the
Why you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hey. Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoe zone layer.
We're either gonna stay at the Sheridan Suites.
Why are you telling people this?
Why don't you just tell them
your first and last name? Tell her first and last name.
Or we're going to stay at the Ameristar. We haven't made up our mind yet. You're more than welcome to join us, though, if you and your old lady want to come. We have separate rooms, obviously.
Yeah. Those are definitely going to be in Kansas City, by the way, so that's easy hunting there.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to say that. You know, there's a Sheridan.
People are going to figure it. We already talk about being around Kansas City all the time
anyway. There's an Ameristar in St. Louis.
We're talking about going to... What the fuck? We're not going to St. Louis.
Hey.
Bullshit. Why would
the
you?
The people didn't know.
Why would you drive 2.5 hours for a drive that would only take you an hour?
PJ's coming back. Because, you know, Cardinals.
Stupid.
Cardinals, man. Cardinals. I do have a baseball game on June 30th.
Nobody cares. I already went to one of those. I'm still pissed that those fucking people wouldn't let us play bags there. So, fuck them.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck those little kids. Yeah.
I hope that family, you know who you are. You saw us sitting there waiting to play bags, and you swooped in.
We were sitting off to the right of you guys.
You swooped in.
At Budweiser Terrace.
And your little fucking 11, 10-year-old kid, I just want you to know, he deserved to get punched in the fucking temple. He was an obnoxious little shit. Okay? Fuck all of you. Fuck your whole family. But anyways, moving on.
Maybe we might go to the Sheridan, though. That one has a pool.
I'm sure the Ameristar has a fucking pool, too.
It doesn't. It's
more expensive.
I just looked. Yeah, but they also... my concern is more of if they have a hot room.
Oh yeah. You gotta rest those old man muscles, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, number one thing in the news right now.
Might get some massages. Mani pedis.
We're moving on, okay?
Hey.
Number one thing in the news right now, the royal wedding. You know what? Neither one of us watched it. Do you know why?
Fuck the royal wedding.
We don't give a shit about the royal wedding. Okay? We don't care. It's not my fucking country. It's not my fucking princess. It's not my prince. It's like when people in America say, oh, it's not my president. I mean, I don't want to admit it, but yeah, it's my president. But I can legitimately say, that's not my fucking royal wedding, so I don't care. You were telling me about the new princess catching some flack over not...
Oh, yeah, not curtsying the queen?
Yeah.
I don't fucking understand. Like, why is it a big deal to curtsy the queen? I'll flip the fucking queen off and be like, hey, catch his finger, bitch.
Now, you know what?
Smile some more.
I think if it's, like, if you live in the UK and you see the queen, like, yeah, maybe you should. At least so show some sign of respect. Take your hat off. You know, bow to her. Curtsy to her or something.
Okay.
If you're the new princess, she's your mother-in-law. Now, I feel like, yeah, you might curtsy to her.
Now, let's take this into U.S. terms.
Yeah.
Would you salute the president, Trump, if he came walking down the street?
Fuck no, he's just another citizen.
Why should they do that to the queen?
He's not royalty. It's different.
People pretty much.
Are they going to curtsy to members of parliament?
No.
You curtsy to the queen because she's royalty. Hey. That's your country. I don't have to fucking do anything to the president. I can flip him off and tell him
Hey, don't do that. He's going to tweet about you.
I'm good. I hope he does. I'll be Twitter famous.
At Maddie the Fatty.
Hey, you calm down. That's not actually my Twitter name, so it's okay.
He doesn't know that. I hope he's listening right now.
I hope he is.
Fuck you. Suck on my chode.
Fuck you, you orange bitch.
You Cheeto flake.
But anyways... If I were to go to the UK, and I somehow saw or met the Queen, yeah, sure, I'd like shake her hand, you know, or something. I guess that would kind of be cool, but I'm not gonna fucking bow to her because that's not my Queen. I don't give a shit.
It's not my Queen.
It's not a sign of disrespect. It's not my fucking country. If anything, she should be like, yeah, thank you guys. For continuing our tourism here, you guys are bringing in a lot of us money. I'm gonna go and do some old people shit and chill out and whatever. You guys,
bingo or something.
I'm rich. You guys are peasants, so I don't really care what you do.
She's a peasant to me.
You're a dumbass.
She's a dumbass. She thinks I'm gonna do anything for her. They're saying they should be thanking us for bailing them out of two world wars.
Be like, hey, yeah, queen, yeah. But guess what? That was us.
USA!
USA! USA!
No, I hate it here. I want to move to Norway.
Norway would be awesome.
It would be. You know, it'd be even better if they had jobs opening. Or jobs that you could actually get.
Yeah.
Aruba.
Yeah, yes. The housing market there is apparently fantastic.
It is.
There's just not any jobs.
That is a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And that is how you stabilize a...
Didn't we agree, though, if we were going to go to a place, we would go to Norway?
Yeah.
Because...
Fastest Wi-Fi.
Fastest internet speeds in the world. Free college. Great beer.
I don't drink beer. So.
I drink some Norwegian beers. I bet they got some pretty fucking good beer.
I drink Mexican beer. Yeah, I'm all about Corona, Modelo, Dos Equis. I love Dos Equis. I haven't tried Dos Equis Black yet.
I haven't tried... Have you tried Dos Equis Amber?
I didn't even know they came out as an amber.
Oh, yeah, it's been out for a long time. It's better than the lager. It's... So, like... You know, the lager Dos Equis is like Corona, but a little better. The amber is the exact same taste, but somehow way smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me how.
I don't know.
Because I don't brew beer. But it's pretty good. Anyways, do you see Trump is offering Kim Jong-un protection... In exchange for a deal on nuclear weapons?
I saw it. I haven't read up on it.
Okay, so he's saying, like, it's going to offer him protections and different type of stuff. I don't know. It wasn't very clear on, like, what type of protections. Maybe there's more to it now. I haven't read it recently. I just saw it the other day. Because, you know, Trump is never, like, clear about shit when he talks about it. He just kind of says it and hopes that it all works out for the
best. Kind of hopes that someone else will back him up on it.
He's like, yeah, I just have to say stuff. My team of morons here actually can do the work for me. But, basically, the White House is calling on them to hand over all their nuclear weapons. All
right, man.
So, and do you know what North Korea's response was to that? Threatening to cancel the summit meeting. Which was Kim Jong-un and Trump were supposed to meet in Singapore for, I don't know, to discuss whatever type of bullshit. I don't know. Foreign policy and stuff like that. I feel like I don't know very much. In fact, I know very little about foreign policy. But I still feel like as an average Joe, I know 10 times more about foreign policy than Trump does.
You know, I'm pretty sure this is how that meeting went down.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
I have a feeling this is how it's going to happen. I should reword myself that way. I feel like they're going to get there, they're going to get in the room. Trump's going to look at Kim Jong-un. He's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to lay it all on the table for you guys. The U.S. will give you guys all kinds of protection. Give us your nukes. All right? But you're going to have to throw in a little thing, so we can do a little thing. I need you and Putin to piss on me.
Yes, I was just about to say something about offering him Russian prostitutes to make sure that the meeting goes in. Because if you offered Kim Jong-un Russian prostitutes, he'd be like, you know what? I could get North Korean prostitutes pretty easily, but I could, like, it's not so easy for me to get Russian prostitutes. I mean, this guy's got the hookup.
He's going to look at him and be like, have you seen Trump Tower? Everything's gold. I like everything gold. Even my showers. I like them all gold.
That's pretty good. Okay. I didn't see that coming. That was good.
No, you didn't. Ah, shit.
Shit.
Just like that big old duker that PJ took over there.
Is he gone now?
I think he'll be back.
Oh, there's your fucking nephew walking around with... Is that him or is that another child from somewhere else? I don't know. Oh, no, it's him.
Ah, shit.
He's walking around with a little, like porch light. Like the little fancy ones.
Fair enough.
Just running around with it. At first, I thought it was a fire. I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, training to be in the Olympics. He's gonna run the...
Yeah. Whoosh, boom.
Explosion.
Okay.
Gah!
Here's one thing I don't really want to talk about, but we're going to end up talking about it anyway. Shooting. The Santa Fe High School in Texas.
Yeah, that old shooting there.
Okay, my thing is like people are saying, oh, this kid was 17. He had a sawed-off shotgun. He made homemade bombs and all this stuff. All that's illegal, so your gun laws don't make any sense. And I'm like... except that they do make sense, and I don't want to take away guns.
No, people like this are gonna fucking, they're the reason why people want to take away guns.
And that's the thing, the plan has never been to take away guns. I don't want to take
it's
away
been
guns.
Been to regulate them, man.
Yeah, just regulate them more so than they already are. In this state, we can go to a gun show or to a private fucking seller on Craigslist and just buy any fucking weapon and not have to register it or anything. And honestly, because you and I are white, like if we got caught with it, we might get a slap on the wrist. Like if a black guy did that, they'd probably fucking shoot him. But.
Wipe everyone out.
That. You shouldn't be able to do that. I don't want to take away guns. If you're a law-abiding citizen, I don't want to take away guns. I don't even think that, like ex-cons, like, shouldn't have weapons, depending on what they were in jail for.
Yeah.
Like, a dude that just did 5 to 7 years for intent to sell on fucking weed charges, like, that's kind of a bullshit charge. This dude could probably have a gun if he wanted. If my man just did... You know, just got done on a 40-year streak for, like, shooting up a store or shooting 3 or 4 different people. Like, yeah, maybe that dude shouldn't have a fucking gun again, okay?
Yes.
My thing is, on this, is I hate when people bring up the Second Amendment as an argument. Because, first of all, if you've ever read the Second Amendment, you know that it gives you the right to bear arms against a tyrannical government.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that use the Second Amendment as an argument right now, the vast majority of them support a majority of our government officials and employees. Correct? Those are usually your hardcore conservatives. Whether they like Trump or not, they are still supporting the government.
Oh, yeah.
We are closer to a tyrannical government right now than we ever have been. The president can say whatever the fuck he wants and gets away with it. He's not held accountable to anything. He has literally found a way to turn everyone against the media, saying that everything that he doesn't like is fake news, no matter what outlet it comes from. He's even said that shit that came from Fox News was fake. Yes. He's basically telling you, if you want real news, you're going to hear it from his mouth and nobody else's. My man is clearly a racist, clearly a sexist, has gotten away with loads of fucking stuff. Still, in the White House, people support him. And it's still unclear. Well, okay, people say it's unclear. At this point, I'm pretty sure he somehow colluded with Russia because multiple people on his team have gone down because the FBI found out that they actually were talking to Russia and that they originally lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as, like, they find out the truth on these people, what does he do? Within a day, he fires them.
Oh, yeah, like that FBI agent, or was it FBI?
No. You're thinking of, well, I guess Manafort started it all, but Michael Flynn was the first real big one. Because, like, Manafort and, Papadopoulos, was that his name or something like that? I think that was his name.
Somewhere around there.
You know, all these guys, he keeps saying, like, oh, they were low level, I didn't really know them, and da, 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 da. I didn't really have anything to do with him. And then Michael Flynn went down. And that motherfucker can't talk about, oh, this guy was low level or anything like that. Because he fought to get Michael Flynn back in after Obama had fired him during Obama's administration. Because whether you like Obama or not, he's not fucking insane. And believe it or not, he did a pretty decent job. I think in 20 years, people are going to see that he did a better job than they actually thought that he did. But anyways, we're closer to a tyrannical government now than we ever have been. And these people that use the Second Amendment as an argument have no problem with the government. So A, that proves you're full of shit. B, you're all a bunch of fucking racists because your government is supporting you, vastly does not support people of other races.
Mm-hmm. You don't like racists?
No, I do not like racists. They're usually not nice people.
Do you like raisins?
I do like raisins. I like sugar-coated raisins. Those are the best.
I don't like raisins in general.
Well, to each their own. But anyways.
I like my grapes juicy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyways. So using the Second Amendment as an argument is just, it's out the fucking door. And if you really believe in the Second Amendment, if you do hate the government now and you think it's tyrannical, my question to you is, do you think every law-abiding citizen or NRA member, anyone that wants to own a gun, do you think that they should be in possession of a nuclear weapon?
I want a nuclear weapon.
Okay, I get that you're being funny right now, but honestly, does that seem like a good idea?
Fuck it, let's just give everyone nukes.
Dude, because that's what they want, right?
Yeah, let's just give them to them.
You can't use this as an argument against me.
It's what the people want.
You can't do it. Unless you're completely insane. Because you're fucking bolt action fucking hunting rifles. Your fucking pistols. Your fucking semi-automatic weapons. Whatever the fuck it is. Your shotguns. Fuck it. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you can't stand up to the government with it. My man, the government has tanks. They got bombers. They got drones. Man, they got fucking everything. And they have nuclear weapons.
Yes.
So if you want to use the Second Amendment as an argument for you to be able to have a gun, my first question to you will be, okay, do you think every person who wants a gun should be in possession of a nuclear weapon? And if your answer is yes, then you're fucking insane and you shouldn't have a weapon. I don't want to take away guns. I don't. Some people do. That has never been the Democrats' plan. The plan, as Pickle said, has always been to regulate them. Regulate them just like we regulate cars.
Yeah.
Like people don't understand that. Don't
even get me started on fucking cars and that shit.
Yeah.
Stupid. It's fucking stupid when you buy a car. You pay sales tax for it when you buy it, right?
Yes.
And every fucking year you have to pay sales tax, which is stupid.
Well, it's property tax.
Stupid. You've already paid the taxes on it.
No, property tax is different.
You're not going to catch me in the car. Catch me with property
tax. If you buy a house, you have to pay property tax in the house.
You have to pay it every year. Just pay it one time and be done with it. Taxed.
If you pay property tax for the entirement of you owning it in 1 year, you wouldn't have the money to do it.
It's done.
You wouldn't have the money to do it. Even if you're a billionaire and you live in a $1 billion home, you probably wouldn't have the fucking money to do it. The only way you have the money to do it is if you're in a billionaire and your house only costs you $100,000.
Hey. So each your own, right?
What?
Stupid.
No, it's not.
Stupid.
No, it's not.
You pay for it one time, you get it all out.
We're getting off topic here, okay.
Anyways, I found a quote from the kid that shot up the school. It might rattle a few brains, you know what I'm saying? He said in a statement to officers and a judge. I'm not sure if it's the judge, but a judge. He said, I did not shoot students I liked so I could have my story told. Ooh. That's how you know that you can pick your friends wisely.
Uh-huh. Well, my thing is that this kid is, he's 17, right?
Yeah.
In Texas. I'm pretty sure they still believe in the death penalty down there.
They do.
So.
Oh, they're strong about the death penalty. Yeah. He got that maximum sucks. Punishment.
That sucks, because I'd like to see him rot in prison for like the next couple weeks before he eventually gets beaten or raped to death. You know, I feel like a lot of people might not see eye to eye with me on that one again, but still.
Hey.
Like I said, about the same thing as the kid in Florida, level 3 general population prison yard, that motherfucker will still end up dead in a week, but in a much more painful way.
They finally kill him off, or is he still alive?
I have no fucking idea. I thought he was taking a plea to get him off death row, but I don't know. But, yeah, this kid's probably going to fucking hang for that. It's Texas. They got different creative ways of killing people. But again, all we want to do is regulate guns like we regulate cars. It makes sense, people. More background checks. You can't buy it from a private owner or anything like that. Even if you have, like, if you go to buy a car from somebody on Craigslist, well, they got to give you the title, and you still got to go get it registered.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the law. In some states, that is the law.
In some,
it's not.
Both people have to send that title in, too. Like, you know, you have to rip off the bottom part.
And yeah, yeah.
That's your part you send in, and they send in the top.
Yeah. In some states, that already is the law. and some it's not. Some people don't listen to the laws. And you know what? If the people don't listen to the laws,
you'll get punished.
Yeah. And that it should be the same as when a private owner wants to sell a gun, which I don't think you should be able to. I don't think you should be able to buy a gun from a private owner on fucking Craigslist or something like that. But even if that were the case, I think said owner should have to send in something to the state that says, yeah, I just sold this gun. Here's the info. Just like you would on the car. Like the title.
Well, I know that.
Says, I just sold this to this guy. Here's his info and everything, whatever. And if he doesn't go get it registered, well, he's going
to
get in trouble.
I know if you buy a gun privately, you have to take it to like a sheriff's office or something so they can run the serial numbers and stuff.
And you're supposed to, and people don't.
I mean, if they use that gun, if they don't do it and they use that gun for like, you know, like a mass shooting or they kill someone with it and they run the serial numbers,
it's going to come back on.
Yeah, not only is the person who is shooting, you know, going to get go to jail, but so is the person that sold it. He's going to go to jail too.
Which is why it makes sense for the private owner that you bought it from to send in to wherever you're supposed to send it
into.
I mean,
you'd think that the private owner would be like, hey, can we go do this in front of like a pawn shop or something? You know, that way you have witnesses or something.
Maybe.
At a pawn shop, not in front of an app.
Yeah, you know? Maybe. I don't know.
So everything's on record.
But there should be a written test, a hands-on test, just like there is for cars.
And a psych test.
Yeah, probably. Because most of the time, if there's something really wrong going on in your brain, they're probably not going to let you drive a car. Or if you're on a certain amount of meds, you're not supposed to drive or something like that.
Operate heavy machinery.
Heavy machinery, huh?
Machinery.
Machinery!
I like the machinery I'm seeing right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But anyways, there's always something that could be done. And if that means that, you know, we got to find officers or somebody to put in every school, I guarantee you there is somebody in your town that would be more than happy to protect the school.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee it. People will say, well, not everyone wants to put their life on the line. If every town goes around and asks a cop or something like
or
that.
Or a retired veteran.
Yeah. And says, hey, do you want to be the school security? I guarantee at least one of them says yes.
One of three, yeah. I mean, I forget where it was. I think it was in New Jersey or somewhere in that area. The school had a retired veteran or something working security at the school, and a kid came in there with a gun and tried shooting kids, and then they exchanged fire, and you know, he shot the kid. I think it was like in the arm or something, and unfortunately, the kid later died in the hospital from blood loss, but, I mean, he saved a lot of lives.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it sucks. Do I want to see somebody shoot a kid? No. But, at the same time, if they're trying to harm other people or kill other people, being worse, then, I mean, any of those guys, a retired veteran or an on-duty cop or something like that, they are trained in places that they can shoot somebody and it not kill them, but disarm them. Even if it comes down to them having to kill them, it's fucking horrible, but there's no telling how many lives you just saved. It sucks, but that's your fucking answer, dude. And I don't care that what this fucking kid in Texas did was illegal. There's always something you could do about it.
He had IEDs, too, that he wanted.
The pipe bombs and shit.
He wanted, but they were non-functioning or something.
Thank God. But
that would have sucked.
Yeah. lot more lives lost.
Sucks too, because like I don't know when the last day of school is down there, but it's, I'm imagining it's getting pretty close. I would hate to be going through a full school year and just, you know, that happened.
Yeah, that would probably suck.
Especially like graduation, seniors and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Last bit of news here. I know you saw this, or I told you about it. A high school in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Has now came up with an inclusive rule for their cheer team. Which, if you don't know what that means that either everyone makes their cheer team or no one does. Our take on that? It's fucking stupid.
As you can tell with our agitated sighs.
That's fucking dumb. Stop with this participation trophy bullshit. Stop with this everyone's good enough to do it bullshit. This is why, like, people blame us, blame millennials and younger for being soft, for wanting instant gratification and all this other shit. We aren't the ones that came up with the fucking participation trophies bullshit.
Let me tell you, whenever I was playing Little League Baseball, like T-ball and stuff, I mean, we all didn't get trophies, but I mean, they threw a pizza party for all the teams at the swimming pool. But I mean, Little League, they had their first, second, and third place teams, you know.
Yeah.
They awarded them. And I think there was like 8 teams all together in town. But I mean, first, second, third, they got their trophies and they got recognized, and everyone else just got to enjoy the pizza party in the pool. I mean,
which works too.
That's cool for like little kids and all, but I mean, if you like start handing out participation trophies to everyone, then they're just going to grow up thinking, you know, that everything needs to be handed to them.
Everyone's a winner, which is not the case.
Like, whenever you go for a job interview, it's going to be like, oh, well, you know, I've been handed everything my whole life. I got this. Just walking in, like, hey, when do I start? Like, oh, well, I like your attitude, but from what I see on your resume, we're going to have to go with someone else. I mean, they're going to get butt hurt and go crying. Probably sue the company for discrimination or something. I don't fucking know.
I mean, for my company that I work for, I mean, I absolutely have. I had next to no experience in this stuff. I mean, sure, I was a farmhand for a little while, and I grew up doing yard work and shit for family members and other people, neighbors and stuff. But when it came to construction, I mean, I helped my grandpa work on like the porch that he built a little bit, not a whole lot.
Yeah, I've seen that porch too. That's a nice porch.
Yeah, it is. But virtually
no experience.
There was no reason for them to hire me other than I'm young and I'm strong and they can work me to the bone.
Hefty boy. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
We want him.
And I knew that. And in one of the I had to go through 2 interviews.
Most places.
And in one of the interviews, the guy said, so basically, you don't know shit. And I was like, honestly, yeah, pretty much. I was like, well, I got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But as a whole, yeah, I don't know shit. And I was still lucky enough to get hired. And anytime I see him, I still thank him. And I try and talk to him anytime that I can. Because it was not my own doing that got me on there. My uncle really did it for me. If I didn't have his name backing me, yeah, there's no way I'd come in off the street and get hired.
Oh, no way. Well, I mean, didn't you have a girl that came in off the street because she got hired on through a job corps.
Yeah, she came in through the job corps. The job corps will actually pay companies to take their people on.
That's pretty sad. That's just
No, she's shit. Yeah.
That's just like your mom and dad paying someone like, hey, will you just like date my son to come out of the house, please?
Yeah, pretty fucking much. And that's, okay, before anyone says anything, that's not me saying that females in the workplace aren't shit.
Because this girl just has zero work ethic.
Yeah, I've worked on jobs with other women and they do a fantastic job, and they're honestly better workers than me, especially because they've been doing it a lot longer. But this chick, I mean, you could tell she never worked a hard day in her life.
Why don't you tell them about her pushing a broom?
No, I don't know how much I can get into that. In case it goes back, somehow made it back to the company, I don't know if I could get in trouble for it, but...
Fair enough.
But, I mean, she's lazy, she doesn't listen, she'd rather be on her phone all the time, she always wants to leave early, not stay and finish the job, and it doesn't matter if it's a female or a male, people are going to tell you that that's a shitty worker. No matter what.
I've had a few
of those. No matter what their gender is.
I worked with a few of those people before.
Yeah.
Hell, we worked with a few of those people
before. A lot at Sonic, yeah. But that was a lesser company. You don't get to walk on in a company and start making...
$30 an hour.
Well, she was not making that much. But start out making, you know, close to what I make. Or make, you know, $17, $18 an hour up to, you know, $21, $22 an hour. And just not be worth a fuck. You gotta be willing to put some ass into it and do whatever you're told. And if you're not, you got no fucking business being there. I don't care who you are.
But anyways, moral of the story, this fucking high school sucks. Ran by a bunch of snowflakes. A bunch of snowflakes probably go to that school.
Here's the thing. It's okay to lose every now and again. I'm not saying that you should be okay with it and that you should want to lose. But sometimes you're going to do something and somebody's going to be better than you. Or you're not going to be good enough to make the team.
It's just motivation for you to do better.
You're going
to
go in for a job interview and they're going to have a better candidate and they're going to hire that person over you. I saw something on social media. This guy responded to this by saying either everyone gets a full ride scholarship or no one does.
That's right. Yeah, I would love a full ride scholarship.
Yeah. This is up to parents. Do not let your kids grow up thinking that they will absolutely be the best at everything. I'm not sitting there telling the kid, saying that you should sit there and tell the kid, no, you can't do this because, well, you're just not good enough. You should tell them, yeah, you can try out, and if you don't make it, I know it sucks, but practice all year long and try out next year. If you lose, try again. Try and win next time. If you get knocked down, get back up again. That's a great song. I don't care what anybody fucking says. But... point being...
Do you get knocked down?
Sometimes.
Do you get back up again?
Usually, yeah.
I don't.
I know you don't. You're too lazy. But the point being... you can't let your kids grow up and be pussies. People can get mad at me for saying that, but that's the basis there. Especially if it's like a bigger school. Like some of those Lee Summit schools or something. You know, my little brother just graduated. We were talking about the other day with over almost 450 people in his class. That's just his class. That's probably anywhere from, you know, I think he said in totality, he's got close to 2,000 enrolled in a school. Are you telling me that if 200 some kids show up at football tryouts, you're going to let all of them be on the team?
That would be one big old team right there.
God damn, you're not going to have enough room for them on the sidelines. You're not going to have enough room for them to travel. This is why professional teams make cuts. An NFL team come the start of the season is only allowed to have 53 guys on their roster.
Was it like 12 on the field or something like that? Or 11?
11.
11?
53 guys on the roster, including offense and defense.
So you got 42 players on the sidelines. And you got like all your coaches and management or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably got like, what, 70 people on the sideline at that point?
Yeah.
So
if you're high school and you're a bigger high school, I'm not saying you got to cut at 53. I've seen some teams have like 70 or 80 kids.
And I've seen those.
Which is, you know, yeah. If you're a school that size, you could have a varsity team, a JV team, and probably a freshman team.
AKA your C team.
Yeah. Which is really how I think it should be.
I think that's how our high school was this year.
I don't think they had enough to have a freshman team. We've never had enough to have a freshman team.
I'm talking about here.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they suck at everything they do, so it doesn't matter.
They do indeed.
The fact that I graduated, and while I was in high school, and we played this town right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was playing this town, too.
Yeah. I mean, you remember our football scores.
Oh, yeah.
There was one year it was like ridiculous. 60-8 or something like that. And then, like, I graduate, and, like, they start, like, this town starts beating us, and I'm like, yeah. People are saying, like, oh, well, they went back to state, and they did better than that team that went to state first, and da-da-da-da, this is the best team we've ever seen. I'm like, yeah, no, fuck you. These kids suck. You remember how it was my sophomore year, your junior year, when we went to state?
Yeah, yeah,
the size of our team and the fucking talent.
At the old Edwards Jones Dome in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I like and the that stadium.
The fucking kids on this team, none of them look like grown men. Our quarterback and the vast majority of our line and our running back were grown fucking men. You remember our quarterback at that point was massive.
I do.
He's bigger now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten a little fatter, but obviously, he's still...
Everyone gets fatter.
He's still fucking though. Strong as hell.
Yeah.
And you remember our best O lineman and how fucking big he was. He set the record for bench at like, I don't know, fucking
ridiculousness.
I think it ended up coming out to like 375, 385 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which for a small town high school is a senior that's 17, 18 years old, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Massive.
But you're not always going to be good enough. Sometimes you're not going to make it on the team. Sometimes you're going to lose. You're going to go in for a job interview and you're not going to get hired. Someone else is going to get hired. Does it suck? Yeah, it sucks. That doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you come up with a stupid rule to say everyone's on the team or nobody is.
Yeah,
so you can not hurt these kids' feelings. Did you see the video of the girl? Was like crying tears of joy about it. And I'm like, you know, you crying tears of joy about that tells me that you were one of the ones that wasn't fucking good enough to make the team.
That's right. She's probably the one that led this campaign.
Probably fucking so. It's ridiculous, people. Instant gratification is ridiculous.
You know what we need to do?
Grow the fuck up.
We need to make a meme about her.
Yeah, we do. You guys really, really... If you have kids, or you don't, but you want to, or you're getting ready to have kids,
don't raise them to be snowflakes.
Don't do it.
My kids aren't going to be raised to be snowflakes.
No. No.
Oh, no. But,
it's just fucking ridiculous, man.
It is.
It's wrong. It's just, that's the only way to put it. It's wrong. You're not preparing them for the real world like that. And at that point, you're telling them, yeah, after high school, you're probably good enough to make it to a college. You could go pro someday.
Oh, God.
Not everyone can go pro. People bitch about how much those people get paid, how much professional athletes get paid. There's a reason they get paid that much. Because they're really good at their fucking job.
Yeah.
You can't go out there and do it. I can't go out there and do it. That's why they get paid so fucking much. Because they're so goddamn good at it.
And this is why kids shoot up schools.
That was a really... That was a joke in really bad taste. That was really bad.
Hey. But am I wrong?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you are.
No. Oh, no.
I don't think we have anything else for news, do we?
No, not really. Not from news. But, so, you want to...
talk about the 1975 here?
If you want to.
I tried looking into it. I don't know what it is. So the 1975 has a counter going on their website. An article that came out a couple weeks ago that said a brief inquiry into online relationships. If you get on the website and you look at it, it's a counter. It's now at like 11 days, like 20, 21 hours and the change. I don't know if it's a fucking, if it's an album, if it's, I don't know.
A single?
Yeah, like a bunch of people have been speculating saying that like, oh, this is a call for people to put down their phones and da 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 da. And then someone like decoded some of it and said, no, this is a call for you to use your phones to disobey. So whatever the fuck that means.
All right.
But if you go on the website and you look at the counter, images will flash every so often of just random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pop culture, you know, technology, you know, what the fuck ever.
Nudes. Leaked nudes.
There was one that was, you remember Ellen's selfie at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah,
from a
yeah.
couple years back?
Yeah.
That had all the stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's one picture that flashes of that, and it's got everyone's face blurred except Kevin Spacey's.
Oh my.
So I'm wondering if it is an album or something, whatever it is, it's going to tackle rape in today's culture. Interesting. Hey. Sexual assault, whatever you want to call it. It's rape.
Buying that album.
I hope it is an album. That would be awesome. That'd be fucking sweet.
That's the album cover.
That would be kind of creepy.
That would be an awesome album cover. No, I'm going to find that picture. I'm going to set that as my screensaver.
Really? I can snap a screenshot of it real quick and you can edit it to how you want it.
That's going to be on my laptop. Big old picture.
Just faces blurred out and Kevin Spacey's face.
Yes. We're going to put it on my brother's slideshow when he graduates.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be so confused. I'm like, yes.
Man, that made me so... like, it made me angry, but it also made me sad. Because, mm-hmm. like, some of this stuff about coming out... some of the stuff that's coming out is like... oh, that's loud. Loud and bright.
It's an earthquake.
Yeah, it is.
You're shaking.
Oh my God, it's Brooks and Dunn.
We are being shook.
We are being shook.
I'm shooketh.
I heard Brooks and Dunn going on in the car. Makes me want to sing a country song now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So what you're going to do? You're going to go out and sing a country song?
Yes.
Do it.
Yes, we are.
Go for it.
I think well, I will.
Sit in the
get a cowboy.
Podcast. It was raining earlier.
But,
man. I mean, it started to clear up. So we could probably move outside.
It was only raining on half the yard, though.
Yeah. I went out and tested it, and it was like, there was like, I was lightly getting sprinkled on in one spot, and then I walked over a couple feet, and was like fully getting rained on. And then I came back to the other side of the garage, and there was absolutely nothing. I was like, that's the first time I've ever been on the line before, but that's kind of cool.
And that is when I found PJ.
Yes.
So,
yeah, sorry about that, folks. We are, you know, as you know, we don't have a lot of money or space to do this. So
mostly money.
Yeah. We're in Pickle's garage, and his stepdad just pulled back in his car. So, it was loud. It was also bright, but you can't see. So, you know, fuck you.
So,
but anyways... it makes me sad when it, like, stuff like this comes out about, like, famous people that I used to like. Because, like, you know I love Kevin Spacey's movies.
Yeah.
Basically everything he's been in. Especially, you know, American Beauty, The Usual Suspects, fucking...
I never watched any of his movies.
Seven. Oh, they're great. But now I'm like, man, I can't like you because you're overseas raping 11-year-old boys.
Oh, boys, huh?
11, 14, I don't know. There was like a bunch of different, like, reported ages and stuff. Really not cool, man. It's kind of fucking sick.
Like, ugh. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like children.
Like, even...
Not even raping an adult, like a child.
Even me being...
Like, all rape is worse, but a child is...
Even me being 23 and was 24 years old, I don't even find 19, 20-year-olds attractive.
I find them obnoxious.
I
think there is... I know one 19-year-old that I can actually have a conversation with and that I like talking to and that I consider to be my friend. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Fair enough.
Like, the only other younger people that I know and talk to are my annoying siblings. Are my siblings. Oh,
yeah, well, yeah.
Your sibling is annoying, but...
Which one?
Yes.
But, yeah, anyways.
But, like, all rape is terrible, but raping a child is worse. Even if it was consensual sex with a child, it's still worse.
You know what we should do sometime? We should give the people a warning sometime that our next episode, or just see if the people would like, and try to get some feedback to see if they would like to hear an extremely raunchy whole podcast. Just go ham on everything.
Oh, you mean like just boys, unleash. Like boys night level?
Yes. Just unleash.
No. Because we're starting to get more of a following and there's more listeners on this and I feel like we're going to lose listeners.
But you never know. It could be like, wow, okay. So no. These are what these guys are capable of.
Now, people that I know and like enjoy this, actually. So... And I know that they wouldn't like that, so that's a no from me.
But so you wanna
take a break here?
You wanna tell me what your favorite part of the royal wedding was?
None of
it. It doesn't matter. T's gonna be proud of me.
Oh god. You're a bitch. Alright, well, we're about out of time for this here part one.
This pickle's got to unleash some pickle juice into the old swirly-whirly there. I've been holding a pisser for about 30 minutes now.
I was just going to piss in the yard, to be honest.
I want to go find my old boy, PJ.
I think he's gone.
Yeah, I think he is.
We're probably going to grab some food, maybe grab a drink.
I'm going to grab a drink, and I'm going to...
We'll come back with sports.
I'm going to... repack my bowl because it tastes pretty raunchy.
Yeah, talk about banging Tyler's mom.
So. Oh, mama.
He might talk about banging her too.
Who knows? Oh, Anastasia.
Anastasia. I like that.
Yeah, whenever I asked her,
she's like, I kind of want to tell the people about that because it's like, it's disgusting, but it's also like hilarious.
No.
Yeah. Wait, how can you say shit that's bad, but you don't want me talking about that?
Because my mom might be listening.
I don't care. I don't care.
I care. Maybe the people care.
Maybe she think it the was
the old flattering. Pickle cares.
The old pickle.
The old pickle. But
I can't wait to see the pickles pickle.
Oh, fair enough.
All right.
But
so we'll be back in just a little bit with part two. Peace out, fuckers.